You can always find a reason not to fast. I forgot about this lunch meeting. I have a party. It's my anniversary. I recently went on a walk with my friend Stephanie and was talking to her about fasting. She said, I want to do some more fasting. The main reason is to lose weight. One of the things that she was worried about is her schedule. Tomorrow she has small group and there are always snacks, and she knew people would ask why she wasn't eating them. She would have to tell them she was fasting, which could potentially be awkward. The next day she had dinner planned with someone. The following day, a lunch with someone. I told her that yesterday I went out to lunch with three friends and we went to Aldo's, one of my favorite restaurants in Virginia Beach. I didn't have anything but hot water with lemon. Later that night, I sat with my family while they ate dinner. I've gone to literally hundreds of lunches and dinners where I didn't eat, either because I wasn't physically hungry or because I was fasting. The main thing you have to do is change your mindset. I went in with the mindset that I'm not eating and it's not that big of a deal. I'm going to use this time to spend time talking to my friends. I'm still having fun, still enjoying myself. Instead of shoving food in my face, I get to connect and bond with people I enjoy being with. Every once in a while, I will go to another place that my girlfriends love in Virginia Beach called Stockpot. If I'm fasting, I'll get a bowl of chicken noodle soup with no chicken and no noodles and just enjoy the broth. There's a Benjamin Franklin quote I love that says, "He that is good at making excuses is seldom good for anything else." The bottom line is, you could literally make an excuse to get out of fasting anytime. If you're a busy person and you have a lot of friends, you will have a different excuse every single week on why you're not going to fast, just like my friend Stephanie. She looked at me like deer in headlights when I told her that I go to restaurants and don't eat. Recently, I went to New York City to meet the CEO of another real estate company that took me to dinner at Nobu. My husband took me there in Miami, and without alcohol, the meal was $400. This place is so nice, so delicious, so expensive. It's like celebrity central. This would be a perfect example of a time where I could say, I'm going to break my fast just this once since someone is taking me to a really nice dinner at Nobu. But you can make excuses or you can make it happen. There were about six people at dinner and they were ordering tons of food and passing it around family style. After every dish that was passed around, everyone agreed that it was the best thing they had ever tasted. I was on the ninth day of an extended fast, and I was only drinking stabilizing liquids. I ordered some bone broth, and it was the nastiest bone broth I've ever tasted, so I didn't really drink it. I ended up just having hot water with lemon. I really focused on the conversation and had a great time. And it was the craziest thing. Even though the food looked great, God took away my desire to eat it, and it didn't even smell good to me. At the time, I was fasting to ask the Lord to heal my body, my autoimmune issues, and thyroid issues. I was also really fasting to take my business to the next level, to bring on high-level leaders and scale our call center to go nationwide. These things are really important for me, much more important than dinner at Nobu. I had decided that the breakthroughs I would get from fasting outweighed a nice dinner out. There is so much more I want to share with you that I just cannot put into writing. I'll be going over this additional information in my new two-part masterclass and brand new video course, which we will be putting new content in monthly. Once you finish the book, don't forget to watch the part one masterclass that is totally free to those who purchase the book. Audio learners, there is the audio version of the book available that I narrated myself to help you revisit the chapters so you can really absorb the information. If you're looking for more tools and resources, you can visit ChantelRayway.com. There you will find so many helpful tips and tricks to becoming the best version of you. Are you looking for accountability? Join the Facebook group to get the encouragement you need at facebook.com/theChantelRayway. Need weekly coaching from one of our certified coaches? Go to ChantelRayway.com/coaching. Below are some of my favorite recipes for you to try out. Remember, you can eat anything you want. This is not a diet plan. It's a way of life. Enjoy.